listening to the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and those features include our news updates. So you want to get in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live? Go on over to news.freetalklive.com. You'll find we've got email updates. You can also follow our Twitter profile as well as become a fan of us on Facebook. And those are three different ways for you to get the latest information about Free Talk Live. We just, by the way, listen today in those announcement venues, announced our brand newest affiliate, WBCR. They're back, actually. They're new and old. We had them at the very, very, very beginning of our syndicated days. They dropped off for whatever reason, and now they have returned to join us for weeknights. So welcome back to Maryville, Tennessee, here on Truth Radio, if they call it, 1470 on the AM dial.
It's nice to have them back.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome back. So that news went out, and all kinds of other stuff goes there, too. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Last hour, just to recap here for those of you just tuning in, there's an amazing story over at Reason.com. Radley Balco, who, Mark, you actually had on the show recently during the Liberty Forum.
It's a great guy. Great interview.
Wish I could have been there for it. I was away, unfortunately. But he's one of the guys on the Internet that really does a great job of following the lengthy trail of police malfeasance and misbehavior and cover-ups and just shenanigans and shifty stuff. I mean, he does an amazing job of it over at the Agitator blog at Reason.com. In this story, I think it's theagitator.org is his website. But in this story, he's talking about Northern Virginia, Alexandria, and one of the other ones. There's a few other counties up there. A couple counties in Northern Virginia that are basically making it so it's impossible to get information about their police departments. You can't get anything from these people. You can't get a police report. You can't get whatever it is you're asking for. The answer is no. You can't get it. It's crazy the amount of control these people have. And their excuses are just amazing. When all around the country, police departments are far more open than these departments are. Their excuses just don't hold water, but there's nothing that can be done. The county bureaucrats who are in charge of the police, the elected official types, they refuse to do anything about it, either because they're buddy-buddy with the police or because they're afraid of the police. But either way, they're not going to make a move against the cops to force them to change their policy and open their records. So he just goes through this lengthy article just detailing all of this insanity. And, of course, as we point out, well, there's nothing you can do about it. What do you do about this? What, do you work within the system to change the system? Well, the people within the system right now aren't willing to do anything. What makes you think that you could win an election in a place like this, where the police are not even releasing names or information of officers accused of hurting people? They're not releasing anything. You've got this cover of silence over the police department where you have no idea who the bad cops are because, well, unless the rumors are spreading on the streets, and I imagine to some extent they are, but you can't check anybody's records. You can't check and see if any complaints have been filed against any of the officers. You can't look at their history. You can't get any information. You don't know who to look out for, who to be concerned about. So you might as well just be concerned about all of them. Can you imagine trying to run for political office with police chiefs like this in charge? Can you imagine what kind of shenanigans they'll be doing? I mean, our co-host Sam just had two cops show up at his house at 3 in the morning a night where he was in jail. They thought he was gone. He was gone, but they didn't know that Meg was there in the house. She flips the lights on. They're up by the front door doing who knows what. They run away after the lights come on in the house. Now, when I hear about a situation like that, I think robbery. I think the cops were going to come in and they were going to take something. It certainly wasn't anything good because they weren't there.
Or leave something there.
They could do that too. They certainly were not there on any kind of official business because according to the police log and the police scanner, they weren't there. So what were they doing there?
It's a scary situation. I don't know. I mean, it's so bizarre that I it makes you question everything.
Well, that's going on here in Keene, where
good part about it is it ought to make people question things.
It should, but there's just as comparison, that kind of thing is going on here in Keene, where the cops are generally better than these cops in a lot of the rest of the country, but certainly they're better and more open in general than are the cops in Virginia. You can't get any information out of them there. So imagine what kind of naughty things they would be willing to do to make sure that you didn't win your political campaign. So the answer, I don't think, is really to work within the system to stop these people. How can you stop people like this?
I don't think, you know, when I hear people talk about, you know, you're supposed to, you know, work through the political system, I don't think they, and if they've actually done it themselves, they know that that's just a hamster wheel. You know, that it's like the actual, you know, especially if you're talking about, you have some like local cops that are corrupt and trying to go through some political process to try and, you know, it's not even a direct effect, obviously. You try to, you know, if the current people in there aren't doing anything about it, and they're not, and then try to get the right people in there that will do something about it. I mean, people know that that is just, they just throw that out there so that they can make it seem like you have some kind of power, and then it's obviously a joke.
Right. It's just a way to pass the buck off into a nowhere land, basically. Oh, well, you don't like it? Well, just work within the system. And you're right. I think a lot of them know that the system is built to insulate the system, to protect the system. Theoretically, up here in New Hampshire, it's possible to change. It would take a lot of effort. It will take a lot of money. I think that I still have the belief that there is a possibility of changing things. But on the other hand, what we found here is that when you work within this, first of all, if you're not working within the system, they'll tell you to work within the system. But if you actually work within the system, then they tell you, we don't want you here, go away. So
yeah, that's some of those comments that people were saying about Free Staters was that, you know, the ones they were really concerned, you know, they were really upset with were ones who are actually trying to run for office and things like that. Like,
right,
how dare
kept,
you? You
because
know?
They kept saying things like, and you're talking about a comment thread that's over at a local newspaper where some Harridan wrote a letter to the editor about how she doesn't like Free Staters, etc. These liberty activists that have moved here to get active. And some of the comments, the context of the comments was basically that, well, you say you want to be left alone. Why don't you leave us alone and stop forcing your way on us? And
that's what really got me. The idea that Free Staters are forcing their way on other people. It's like if you tell someone like stop, you know, someone's been hitting you, and you say stop hitting me, and they're like, quit trying to control me. I'll do what I want. You know, it's like look, all I'm trying to do is get you to like not, you know, it's a total like 180 degree twist in logic.
Yeah, it's weird. So they keep saying that we're forcing them. So I wrote back, and no one's responded to this yet. I said, well, can you give me one example of where I forced anyone to do anything? I mean, a lot of the activists in this area, at least, aren't even voters. They're not even using the system. So is it forced to be visible? Are we
to express
forcing
an
you?
Opinion?
Right. Are we forcing you to think about things that you'd rather not think about? Is that where the force is? Where's the force here? I mean, even in the political system, even if the political Free Staters are successful and manage to change the system and reduce the size of government, no one's forcing you to stop paying money to an armed gang. I mean, gosh, if you want to spend a bunch of your money on paying some criminal gang to intimidate you, then by all means, if that makes you feel good, then send some more money. I don't think the government. Even a small government, I don't think government would turn away a check.
See, Ian, they're worried that we're going to force them to stop stealing from us.
Yeah, that's what they're worried about.
Like, we've been stealing from people for years and years, and we've been using the system to control those people for years and years. Why are you trying to force us to stop doing that?
It's crazy. It's just crazy listening to these people and their bizarre logic and rationale. So anyway, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I wanted to get back into the story here from Reason.com. There's an excerpt. The county attorney, basically, in the title in Northern Virginia, Alexandria Commonwealth Attorney. So this is essentially the county attorney. This is the head cop, basically, or the head prosecutor for the entire county. He writes a letter to the editor in response to this guy's article. And there's an excerpt here that I want to share. We shared it last hour, but I want to share it again. I want to dig a little deeper into what exactly this bureaucrat is saying. Remember, these are the police departments that will not release any information, nothing whatsoever. And they claim that it's for your own good. we'll get to what he has to say here in a few moments at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, I ask you, what can you do about this? If you live in Alexandria, in Arlington County, or in Fairfax County, Virginia, where these blackouts are going on, what do you do about that? It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it. Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and join Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Cartoons, a whole bunch of them. In fact, a couple hundred at least available for you there, plus some essays and video blogs even from our very own Dale over at anarchyinyourhead.com. You just posted a video within the last week or so, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Mm-hmm. What was that one about?
It was about my experience in court.
That's right, and I was there for that. You are actually one of the few people recently, I think with it, you may be the only activist so far this year to have appeared in front of Burke. who is one of the more noteworthy. We've talked about him on the air before. He's a bit of a hothead, hot-headed judge here in Keene, New Hampshire. But they've changed up, and they've given all the rest of the activists, for whatever reason, the more easygoing judge, Judge Lane. But you actually had Burke in it.
Yeah, I have to. I wonder about that. I wonder if it's, you know, if there's concern that respect for George Burke will dwindle because of the fact that we don't openly show the respect that he's used to getting, and
nobody stands.
I think that's why he's a hothead, is because he's not being immediately obeyed and feared and respected, and
nobody,
you know,
stands in court for him. But they don't do this. They don't stand for the other robed man either. So anyway, just people can get your thoughts on that by going to anarchyinyourhead.com and exploring around the site there. 800-259-9231. We continue. Reason.com. Radley Balco reporting on Northern Virginia's counties, Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax. These are places where it's next to impossible to get information about the police. You want to get a police report? Sorry. You want to find out who that cop was that harassed your friend? Sorry. Anything you want? No. You can't have it. Oh, you can go ahead and file all the Freedom of Information Act requests you want. Denied. That's what we're talking about here. And one of the local newspaper writers wrote up a great article about it, according to Balco, and it elicited a response from the Commonwealth Attorney of Alexandria County, Randolph Sengel, who wrote a letter to the editor, and this is an excerpt from it. He says, "The most offensive theme of this article is the notion that law enforcement agencies decline to release these reports to protect their own or to conceal corrupt behavior."
Well, obviously.
We've never seen that happen, have we?
My God, you couldn't have possibly have corrupt behavior.
Well, how can we know? Like, well, if he release it then and be vindicated if you don't feel that's the case, right?
Right.
Release the information and then, oh, okay, we were wrong. They weren't hiding corrupt.
Yeah, if you're squeaky clean, then what's the big deal? What have you got to hide? Indeed. So, but no, they're not interested in doing that. He goes on, he says, "Believe it or not, the reporter and his colleagues are not the last true guardians of truth and justice."
And this jerk is?
"The attainment of which, yes, he's the county attorney. He believes that he is the all high and mighty beyond I guess he's beneath the attorney general for the state, but he's the highest.
Never mind the entire premise behind the First Amendment.
He's the highest.
Or the evidence, that's been compiled throughout the years that, police and state's attorneys tend to work together and, they get all kinds of people mistakenly convicted, and there's no punishment for them for doing so.
Basically, this guy has no interest in what they call the fourth branch, right? I mean, I think that's kind of what the media has been called, right?
And I've heard it called that.
Commonplace. I guess the jury is probably more the fourth branch, but technically that's part of the justice system. So he just doesn't like the idea that anyone besides the government would be able to determine whether or not the government has been misbehaving. That's essentially the thrust of his position here.
And not just the government. It's like, how do you even know that there's a problem to investigate to maybe get another branch of government involved?
You just have to trust them.
Why can't I, if there's a concern that there might be something going on and there's supposedly these checks and balances, which always cracks me up because they'll never be as good as a free market. So
absolutely.
The whole premise of having a monopoly government is based on the idea that we can do better checks and balances than the free market can. No, you can't. But even if there's these other, if these other branches are supposed to get involved to deal with these things, then how can you even bring attention to them if you can't go and get the information to take and show it to another branch?
You just have to trust him. You just have to trust him. That's all. That's his answer. Oh, no, Dale, don't you? You shouldn't even worry about that, citizen. We'll take care of things. Don't you worry. We're looking out for you.
It really is the epitome of the whole idea of statism in the first place, that because they've got these badges and robes and hats and titles, and these things are magical. They transform them into good people. We need government. We need these government people to keep an eye on us, all the bad people out there. All these people are so inherently bad. But the moment you stick a badge on them or a robe on them or something, it's like transforms them into, nice, good people who never do anything wrong anymore.
No police department would ever hire a bad cop. We've never heard of anything like that, and certainly not in Northern Virginia. I mean, that's essentially their position, is that, well, we've got this under control. You guys just go back to your television sets. He goes on to say that, believe it or not, the reporter and his colleagues are not the last true guardians of truth and justice, the attainment of which does not hang on unfettered exercise of journalistic zeal. Last time I checked, there were multiple safeguards in place to assure the integrity of the criminal justice system. Conscientious and dedicated judges. Prosecutors.
Can't believe he can keep a straight face.
Conscientious, dedicated judges that have no responsibility for what it is they do. Prosecutors who have no responsibility for what is they do.
Public defenders.
Public defenders that have no responsibility for what it is they do.
And law enforcement officers.
Who have even less responsibility for what it is they do.
In a system which is as transparent as it needs to be.
This is all the transparency we need.
Which is zero. I mean, next to zero is what he's talking about here.
It's as transparent as it needs to be.
And there's no way to change it. Constrained by reasonable and appropriate limitations, which are there for the greater good. According to whom? Who decides if they're there for the greater good and what the greater good is in the first place? The system that he's talking about is in place for the greater good of the system. It's in place for the greater good of the people within that system. It's in place for the greater good of the judges, of the prosecutors, of the public defenders, and of the law enforcement agents. That's who the system is in place for. That's who it's there to protect and serve. That's the good that they're serving, not you and I. Well, no way.
I think greater than that, the system's in place. After those people, because it certainly is there to feed off those people that really don't provide very much as far as the greater workings of society, but at least not in the way they're compensated. I don't know what they provide, but they're compensated in a system that does not foster responsibility on their side. But also, rich people have far more access to the court systems and get far more justice from the court systems than poor people do. The poor people are just run through it. That's what the system's there for. It's to extract money. It's a taxation method for poor people.
The remarkably wrongheaded sentiment, says Balco, to come from an elected prosecutor. There are ample stories in recent headlines of police reports that haven't lined up with video evidence or where police reports have been shown to not merely be inaccurate but actually falsified. There are plenty of examples where journalists or advocacy groups have shed light on bogus arrests, police cover-ups, on-duty cops lacking training and certification, and wrongful convictions after accessing public records. The bureaucrat seems miffed at the very idea that a lowly journalist might be looking over his shoulder or over those of the gun-carrying police officer who bring him the people that he prosecutes. His attitude appears to just be, just trust us. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Oh, and pay up.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include various different ways to listen into the program. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get access to live streams or broadband and dial-up versions of the show, webcam, and listen lines, which allow you to listen in from any phone that can dial long distance for free. listen.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and enjoy. Let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Frank is in New York. Coming up, we'll talk secession. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been very disturbed by the Obama administration now allowing the CIA to target and assassinate Americans suspected of being terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. And I just want to say that it's bad enough that we don't have our habeas corpus, that was destroyed with Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Homeland Security Act. But this most recent finding that Obama now is authorizing the CIA to target and kill U.S. citizens suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda and other quote-unquote terrorist organizations really is quite terrible. And I have a fear that, you know, it's a method that will stifle dissent, and it's illegal, it's unconstitutional.
Well, it's not illegal when they do it.
But the point is this, it is illegal under depriving people of their civil rights,
well, it's
American
also illegal
citizens
for the
of the right
Northern,
to due process.
Right, but it's also illegal for the cops in Northern Virginia to not give any transparency on their documents. But they, you know, they'll just do whatever they want. Same thing with the Obama, with the federal government.
Well,
but
all
it's
I can
Bush
say
or Obama,
is this,
they're all the same.
All I can say is this, it's a low point for this country, and to think that a professor at the University of Chicago of constitutional law and the supposedly the magna cum laude of the Harvard Law School and editor of the Law Review to do this just shows how either A, incompetent Harvard Law School is, or B, how really perverted and cruel Obama is. And all I can say is that it's a violation of everything that America stands for, especially considering that Al-Qaeda is really CIA and Mossad.
Well,
it always has been from the beginning. It is to this day. And it's just an egregious abomination for Obama. Yeah.
I agree with you, Frank. You're right. It's awful. But what's new? I mean, during the Bush administration, there were all kinds of low points. You mentioned this is a low point, and I can guarantee you that the points are just going to keep getting lower.
But the point is this. We have to bring, we have to adjudicate these criminal acts, and we have to bring the people to trial for violating the Constitution. And I was for impeaching Bush and bringing him to trial, and if we can't do it with our pansy-wristed Congress that's in the hands of corporate interests and corrupt and perverted through the wazoo, let's let them go to The Hague and stand trial in the Court of International Law.
How is The Hague going to get them to go anywhere? How do you expect that to ever become possible?
Didn't Brattleboro, Vermont, send out, put a warrant out for George Bush's arrest or something like that?
Vermont,
I mean, clearly, I mean, that's about the best
point
I think
is
we're going to get.
The point is this. Unless we check these dictators and criminals who violate the American laws, the Constitution, and pervert the government, it's going to continue, and we have to bring them to trial.
That's true,
and that's all I can say. They have to be adjudicated and tried for treason. If this is indeed treason, which any simpleton that can read the Constitution and read the U.S. laws that state that the government cannot indiscriminately kill or deprive individuals of their civil rights on mere suspicion of a crime or activity is egregious,
Frank.
And we have to really now.
We got it. So how long is it going to have to not happen before you lose faith in the system?
I've lost faith in the system many years ago. I knew the system was rigged back in 1975.
But you believe you can somehow bring them up on trial? Or you?
I believe that we have to make a moral example of these people, and we have to bring them up to trial, and we have to prosecute them for their malfeasance, and then a message is sent to the others. As
but
long as we keep rewarding...
As long point of information, Frank. So you're saying you believe that should happen, but on the other hand, you understand that it's not likely or possible.
Absolutely, because the system is so corrupt and perverted, and I don't mean sexually
because you can't
perverted.
Go up.
I mean perverted in the sense of
You can't
of
go
moral.
Frank, you can't go up higher in the system and get less corrupt, and I think you know that, which is why The Hague is not going to, you know, their hands are tied. They're not going to do anything because they're.
But the point is, the U.S. is still party to the Hague treaties, not the Court of International Criminal Justice, but the Court of International Law in The Hague. We demanded after World War II that virtually every civilized nation comply and be part of that. And the U.S. can still be brought to trial there, contrary to what our Justice Department says. You know, and that's a fact. And I think it's time to extradite Obama and his cabinet and Bush and his cabinet with Colin Powell, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, John Ashcroft.
You can keep naming names. They're all the same to me.
You know,
Frank,
on
thank
and
you
on.
For the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, he admits that it's not likely. At the same time, he keeps fantasizing about it. What's more likely is that, first of all, going up the line to try to get the UN or the Hague or whatever to do something about the government bureaucrats here in the United States is impossible. It's ludicrous. And, of course, to believe that anything's going to happen from the federal government level here, like the men and women in robes are somehow going to do something about the people in the executive branch, also ludicrous. So really the only thing that you can do is personally choose to not support them. If we have enough people individually deciding that they do not support this federal government anymore, that's the way you have an effect on them.
It's funny to me. I hear all this anger that they're not accountable. Like, there's this anger. Like, we need to make them accountable. We need to hold them accountable. And the whole premise of a monopoly government is to make it unaccountable. I mean, that's the whole, you know, there's the, when you invest this power into it and say we're going to establish it as a monopoly, we're going to allow them to use violence to maintain that monopoly, you are specifically saying I want to do away with all the things that would make them accountable. And the whole thing is a fantasy to begin with. And at some point, you would think something like this, when it finally, it's sinking into Frank, you would think it would sink into Frank that the premise is flawed, the premise of creating a monopoly and making it unaccountable, and then being upset because it's unaccountable, which is exactly what he's doing. You think at some point he would realize where the logic falls through and stop being a statist, you know? But he's still a statist. I mean, if I understand Frank, I've heard a lot of calls of his, both when I'm on the air and not. And, you know, he's still a statist, and he's complaining because government's not accountable. Of course it's not accountable. That's the premise of government.
Right.
That's the premise of creating a monopoly on violence and giving them the power to hold that monopoly. The whole premise of it is to remove accountability from them.
I'm not sure that, you know, withdrawing your support from them is necessarily going to do much of anything either, and I'd like to draw your attention.
If enough people did.
Certainly, if enough people did.
It's far
if enough
more
people
likely
wanted them to be brought up on charge to a trial than they would be, it's just as likely in that case.
Really, Mark?
I'd like
if
to,
enough
whoa,
people,
whoa, whoa,
wait a minute.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
oh,
I'd like
gonna,
to make a
no,
point.
No, you're not going to make a point, because if enough people wanted to da-da-da-da-da, well, enough people told them they didn't want the bailouts, and look what they did. They don't care what people want.
They don't. It depends on how badly they want it, and you have to want it
there
pretty
calls,
badly to stop.
There were calls that were overwhelming their phone banks. They had 90-plus percent of the people saying, don't do these bailouts. They did it anyway.
The ones that called, they probably said to themselves, that's not enough. I would like to point out that there are about 300, more than 300 million people in the United States. There are about 109 million filers. And there was a story just out recently, in the last couple of days, that of those one-third of Americans that actually file taxes, only one-half of them, so that's one-sixth of Americans, actually pay anything in taxes. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are actually getting money out form of the earned income tax credit. Absolutely, it's true. And so you actually only have one-sixth of the population supporting them. So five-sixths aren't. Five-sixths of Americans are not supporting their government financially through income tax.
I wasn't just talking about finances. I was talking about mentally. From the inside understanding, coming to the conclusions that Dale was talking about, that it's a corrupt system.
That's why I say we have to change culture. We have to affect enough people before there could be a political impact.
Right. Withholding money is just something that can maybe benefit you personally, because withholding money isn't going to stop them either. Even if one-sixth of those, you know, even if those people stopped paying money into the system, they'd just print out their money. So they have to lose their legitimacy before anything can change. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. You want to help support the show, you can do that. Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. For as little as $3 a month, that's amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, all the details, amp.freetalklive.com.
Every contest has rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules of the court system. It teaches you how to get evidence, how to move the court, how to set hearings, how to do research, and how to draft pleadings. It's all there and in a form that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's amazing how few pages of rules there are to the courts and how much effect you can have by using jurisdictionary.com. And as far as I'm concerned, the court's the weak link in the government system. If by taking everything that the government throws at you to court, you can really slow them down.
Oh, yeah.
Jurisdictionary.com. It's got a 5-hour video seminar and audio classrooms and a bunch of reference tutorials. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com.
1-800-259-9231. We were just watching a little clip during the break. Somebody posted, I think, on the Free Talk Live BBS, a clip of Obama actually admitting that the state has a monopoly on violence. Using those words.
Yeah, he actually used exactly those words.
Which is what we've been saying on this show. We called it the violent monopoly before.
And he said the state is the monopoly on violence or something like that. That's what sets a nation state apart.
It's a monopoly on violence.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right. And the thing is, I've heard statists say that in those exact same words, too, as if that's a good thing.
Mm.
And that is the premise of statism.
And these are the same people who in another breath will say that monopolies are bad.
Yeah.
Except for the monopoly on violence.
Which is the worst possible kind of monopoly you can have. If you look at, you look at Windows, it has sort of, Microsoft, they have a monopoly, they have a pretty powerful monopoly on operating systems.
Yeah, you can't really call that.
Well, it's not a monopoly, but it is a large market segment.
Yeah, and then there's cases of monopolies all around, but none of them are as bad as a monopoly on violence.
Well, the only true monopolies can only exist through the state.
I agree.
There are people that for whatever reason in the marketplace have a great deal of influence or large market segment or whatever, and usually I'd say it's their ability to work the violent monopoly of the state in the proper methods.
Right, they've got them backing them up. The state is backing their monopoly
in somehow or another.
There's no doubt that Microsoft has maintained their market share, which is substantial, with the help of copyright laws, which are really ridiculous. Even if you agree with the basic premise of copyright laws, and I don't, but if you do, they're still outrageous. You know, thanks to Disney's lawsuits and things, and or not lawsuits, but like lobbying and things like that.
I think Microsoft owns the intellectual property of their of Windows and whatever software it is that they create. However, I don't think that I have any obligation to enforce that ownership of theirs, and that's what the criminal charges for people that doing copyright and piracy and all that other stuff. That's what those things that I'm forced to pay for Microsoft's enforcement of their intellectual property. As far as I'm concerned, Microsoft needs to create a system that makes it so very onerously difficult to copy their stuff that people aren't going to do so. And that's their problem. It's not my job to lock your car when you leave it. It's not my job to enforce Microsoft's intellectual property.
Well, Microsoft isn't too interested in doing that, I think, because to some extent there is a level of it. They'll release a patch that will kill off some of the pirated copies of Windows, but there are ways around those sorts of things, and clearly Microsoft isn't really that interested in going too hard and heavy against the file sharers out there, because if you think about it, and Microsoft will never admit this, but if you think about it, piracy benefits Microsoft, if you want to use that term. File sharing, I think, is a better term. File sharing benefits Microsoft, because for all of the illegal copies of Windows that are in operation out there, are copies of Windows that are in operation out there. It increases their market share, even though the owners of those computers didn't necessarily pay Microsoft for that software. It allows Microsoft to essentially say, well, we have this percentage of people that is using Windows, so when they go and they sell software development kits to companies and they license software to operate on their system. The fact that people are out there using Windows, period, whether or not they paid for the Windows or not, helps Microsoft in their competition against Apple and Linux.
If it was seriously possible to prevent file sharing, like right across the board, if it was really really effective, and it really is nowhere near being effective, if it was possible to prevent that, then you really would see like a huge market share increase in like Linux.
I think it would be.
If you had to absolutely pay for Windows, I think there's a fair chunk of people that just wouldn't pay.
Microsoft knows that, and that's the reason that when they have their little when somebody has a bad copy of Microsoft, it'll pop up and say you may have a pirated or compromised version of Microsoft. It has this
and it keeps working.
Yeah, it keeps on working. They know if they could make that little window pop up, then they could lock down your whole computer system.
Sure they could.
And say, you may call this telephone number and give us your credit card for $150.
Now,
we'll unlock your system. They could do that if that's what they wanted
to
do.
I've heard they've done that with Windows 7. I've heard that they have they've made it so you can only browse the internet for like an hour after that comes up or something like that. I've heard.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not from what I've heard.
I can't answer one way or the other, but if Microsoft felt I hope they do that.
But they could, you're right.
It really will drive people to Linux, and then Linux actually will get viable because it right now it's just horribably ponderous and difficult for people to understand.
It's getting better all the time, and it's
sure
still
is.
Not quite there.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know,
at some point we'll have solar
using
power,
Linux.
Too.
I have been using Linux. I've been, like, really trying hard to use Linux for a long time, and for the most part I have for certain things, and it's just but I've realized how much time I've lost. It's just massive just to get to resolve issues and fix problems and things like that, and I'm like, I cannot justify the amount of time that is I am. I just, I think it's like if you're someone who plays with things and is just sort of a user, like if you're just looking at things and watching videos and playing games online, if you're mainly like a user of content, like I'm actually a producer of stuff. If you're a producer of content and everything, I think that's when you really see it, because at that point you're like, your time is how much time you spend in production, how much time I spend making a cartoon, for instance, and things like that. Or something, or, you know, if I'm trying to make animations and things like that, that's something that you just, you can't, there's still nothing in Linux.
The tools just aren't there yet, is what you're saying.
And so I think especially for someone who's actually trying to be productive on the computer as opposed to just sort of a consumer of entertainment and of information, then that's when you really see it, I think.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Ted is on the line in the woods on the amp line. Hello, Ted.
Hey, y'all, you heard about the mine explosion, I'm sure.
Yeah, in West Virginia, it's awful.
Yeah, and I've heard you talk about the West Burroughs Baptist before.
Yeah, that's the church that shows up at funerals of military people and holds signs about God hating fags or something.
Yeah, find
like
out
that?
More at GodHateFags.com.
Yeah. That's God the one.
Fags.
They also have signs that say God hates miners now, apparently.
God hates miners, coal miners.
Yes. Yes, they had a protest planned for today. But they apparently canceled it because it got leaked and everybody knew about it.
That happens. They have to have the edge because what happens is if anyone finds out about it, there'll be a huge counter-protest, which will blow them away. It'll dwarf them in numbers and make them look as ridiculous as they are. And I don't know if you have – I need this to be verified. This is – at this moment, it's still hearsay. I've only seen it from one source that the Ku Klux Klan – disavowed that wants nothing to do with the Westboro Baptist Church. Have you heard this?
No, I ain't heard about that. I wonder if they got a sign that says God hates guys in sheets.
Well, and someone suggested to me that might be because they're against the military. You know, the Westboro Baptist Church is anti-military because the military is not cracking down hard enough against the fags.
So, Ted, how do you feel about all this?
Well, I just feel it. Since it got leaked, and if they were actually to go out and do it, I don't know if this might have been their worst protest ever. I don't see a lot of people taking stuff like that, especially so damn soon after it happened.
Oh yeah,
it would have been rough on them. And, I'm glad that they didn't come out and do it. A bunch of jerks.
They could have really been hurt in this.
Terrible
time.
Yeah.
Wait, the church people could have been hurt?
Yeah, they could have. People might have risen up and swatted them.
Cry me a river. Hey, thanks, Ted, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Walter Williams talking about secession, something that needs to be discussed. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.